There is nothing like receiving an unexpected letter. A letter that comes from somebody you never dared dream you'd hear from. A letter which says something very complimentary about you. Such was the letter that Walt Whitman received from Ralph Waldo Emerson on July the 21st in 1855. And I'm going to read it to you because I am mad about the poetry of Walt Whitman. And I've read this letter many times, but I've never shared it with anybody. And I'm going to share the whole letter. And remember, the context is a guy who started to write poetry, published his first book of poetry, Leaves of Grass, 1855, to about zero public reaction. And out of the blue comes a letter from his hero, who had inspired him by writing by his book published in 1844 called... What was Ralph Waldo Emerson's book called? I can tell you now as I flick through Maria Popova's... I think it was called On Poetry. Here's what Emerson wrote to Whitman. Dear sir, I am not blind to the worth of the wonderful gift of Leaves of Grass. That's Whitman's collection of poems. I find it the most extraordinary piece of wit and wisdom that America has yet contributed. I am very happy in reading it, as a great power makes us happy. It meets the demand I am always making of what seemed the sterile and stingy nature, as if too much handiwork or too much lymph in the temperament were making our Western wits fat and mean. I give you joy of your free and brave thought. I have great joy in it. I find incomparable things said incomparably well, as they must be. I find the courage of treatment, which so delights us, and which large perception can only inspire. I greet you at the beginning of a great career, which yet must have had a long foreground somewhere for such a start. I rubbed my eyes a little to see if this sunbeam were no illusion. But the solid sense of a book is a sober certainty. It has the best merits, namely of fortifying and encouraging. I did not know until I last night saw the book advertised in a newspaper that I could trust the name, real and available, for a post office. I wished to see my benefactor and have felt much like striking my tasks and visiting New York to pay my respects. R. W. Emerson. The phrase, or the sentence, I find incomparable things said incomparably well, as they must be. That's the most famous sentence ever written about Whitman. There's more in this letter that I love. I find it the most extraordinary piece of wit and wisdom that America has yet contributed. I mean, this is as complimentary a letter as I can imagine Emerson, or indeed anybody, ever writing to somebody who was really beginning their career as a poet, and shows that despite the fact that all of the reviews except the one that he wrote himself were pretty dismissive of Whitman's work, but it shows that one person, albeit a thought leader, if you like, a taste leader, it shows that one person, one person's appreciation of your work is all that you really need to know that your work has worked. It's not important that your work is accepted by the masses of people, it becomes overwhelmingly popular, you know, becomes part of the fashion of the times. But I think it does matter that your work means something to one other person, and means something deep and encouraging to them. So what am I going to do following this reading of this letter? I am not blind to the worth of the wonderful gift of Leaves of Grass. The wonderful gift. Whitman had, by the way, sent his book to Emerson. This is a way of assuring Whitman that Emerson had read it. And then he goes on, "I find it the most extraordinary piece of wit and wisdom that America has yet contributed. I'm very happy in reading it, as great power makes us happy." So, what am I going to do? Well, the most appropriate thing is for me to get a collection of postcards. And every time any time that I read something that I consider to be great and to have contributed something significant to improving the world in which we live, that I would pen with my Mont Blanc pen a note to that person. Will I do it? It's easy enough to conceive and copy Emerson's generosity. Could I develop the habit, or at least even the practice, of doing it once? Thanks very much for listening. Paul O'Mahony saying bye-bye from my kitchen.